Good morning, everyone. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think today's Christians are strong? Now, by strong, I don't mean having a well-built athletic physique, but having a well-lived, powerful life. Many tell me that they feel today's Christians are no match for the Christians from biblical times, and that their behaviors are no different from the non-Christians. Many modern-day Christians have no qualms about gossiping behind others' back, illegally downloading copyrighted materials from the web, and being selfish and divisive to the point of splitting the church. Overwhelmed by stress in life, some Christians are just as depressed and powerless as non-Christians. And in face of death, they feel the same dread and hopelessness. Aren't all this the polar opposite of the behaviors of Christians from ages past, such as Apostle Paul? The Bible tells us that Apostle Paul has suffered so much more than anyone else. He was whipped, flogged, stoned, jailed, experienced shipwreck, starvation, lack of sleep, and told in adversity. If we were in Paul's shoes, we would have definitely griped and groaned, and may even have abandoned our faith. But not for Paul. Not only did he not leave God, he also proclaimed to all that he was hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Now, how did Paul manage to live such a strong and powerful life? Well, it's all because he had the kingdom view of God. Paul could see the utmost glory prepared for him in eternity, and this knowledge made bearing the earthly suffering, although excruciating, but a brief and light task. Even though he needed to wait until eternity to realize this heavenly hope of glory, Paul chose to live on earth as in heaven, and drew upon the heavenly strength to live a life unlike any other. This year's church theme is the priesthood of all believers. What kind of a priest would we want to be? Paul's life revealed to us that he was an on earth. He was an on earth as in heaven priest. We always to become Paul, of course, minus all his sufferings, and so that we have the tenacious vitality and be able to live on earth as in heaven. And to achieve this, we need to learn from Paul, from his life, and also from his kingdom view of God. And we need to know what kind of heavenly hope did Paul see. How can this heavenly hope help us live our daily life on earth? So what kind of heavenly hope Paul spoke about? Now that would be the eternal life after the death of a Christian. And it is a promise from God to all Christians. Now have you ever thought about how the eternal life look like? Paul described eternal life in length, using tent and house to depict the difference between life on earth and the eternal life in heaven. Paul said, life on earth is like a tent. Now, what is a tent? It is simply a large covering held up by a frame so that we can camp inside and be protected from any outside elements. A tent is easily put up and taken down, and that's the good feature. But it can also be unstable and easily blown over during a storm, a bad feature. Therefore, a tent represents something that does not last, weak, and easily destroyed. Paul pointed out that our lives on earth is like that of an easily toppled tent, very unsteady. And aside from being uncertain, Paul indicated that the life in the tent was actually like carrying a heavy load, making us groan with pain and experience extreme hardship. Now today, we may feel that our life on this earth, here is very fulfilled. We live in a very sturdy house with our family, have a good job, well educated, and can play video games, has close friends to chat, and we are happy and satisfied. How could this resemble what Paul described about living in a tent? And we definitely not heavy laden and growing with pain. At this moment, we may feel that we are fulfilled and settled, but do we know what's around the corner? 6 or 7 months ago, no one could have guessed that the COVID-19 pandemic would have caused the whole world to come to a complete stop and kill more than like 450,000 people. No one could have fathomed the difficulties involved in trying to get connected with another human being not in your household. Even returning to campus for study is an impossibility in the foreseeable future. No one could have predicted that this minute virus can push the global economy down to a steep cliff. And aside from the pandemic, there are man-made calamities, political unrest, sudden serious illness, and traffic accidents, etc. Life is just so unpredictable and full of twists and turns. Are we able to say with certainty that the security that we grasp in our hands are truly, actually secure? Or maybe our lives may be very peaceful and successful, but when we come to the end of life, no matter how much we have accomplished, they will be for naught. Our lives will be reduced to a pile of bones, and we may be forgotten in no time. Brilliant scientists like Stephen Hawking, beautiful royalties, Princess Diana, popular musicians, Little Richard, and sports legends, Kobe Bryant. They have all accomplished so much in their life, but they too will one day fade from our collective memory. King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, "For all that we achieved was meaningless, a chasing after the wind." But contrary to the tent on earth, the house in heaven after the resurrection is solid and forever, because it is built by God in the eternity. And this heavenly house transcends the earthly death and also can withstand the final judgment. And many a time, we are getting so busy that we forget about the big picture of God. And the big picture is, the second coming of Christ is the end of the world. And at that time, the whole universe, every tent, will be burned by a raging fire. Everything will become nothing. But those who trust and believe in Christ Jesus will be resurrected and receive eternal life. When the trumpet sounds, we Christians will rise out from our grave and receive a glorified body. And this resurrected body is imperishable. Nothing can hurt it. And step aside COVID-19, we need no vaccine because this new body is the super vaccine against any virus. At that time, we need not be afraid of death because this new body will not age or decay. We will be clothed with this glorified body, going into the everlasting heavenly kingdom. And John, the author of the book of Revelation, depicted the kingdom of heaven as a splendid palace built with every kind of gems, precious gems, pearl and jasper. And of course, John used words that we can comprehend to describe the splendor of the heavenly kingdom. However, the focus is not on the beauty or the splendor, but it is on our Almighty God who created the universe and everything in it, and who performed great miracles in Old and New Testaments, who also created us and saved us, and who will be with us in eternity. We will live forever in this heavenly Eden with no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. And this is what God has prepared for every believer, the heavenly eternal house. Would you like to live in this eternal house? If you understand how magnificent this heavenly house is, then you will see how feeble and empty your earthly tent is right now. Now, some of you may think that, so what? All this happens after we die and are raised again, a very distant event. How could it help us to live our life today on earth? Paul taught us this heavenly hope can help us in two ways. First, it helps us to establish our goal in life. Second, to formulate our attitude in life. Let's look at the goal in life. We Christians, many of us, feel that this heavenly house has nothing to do with our life on this earthly tent. Because we embrace our concept of partition between heaven and earth in our faith. And this confuses and messes up our goal in life. And today, many Christians think that what's on earth belongs to on earth, and what's in heaven belongs in heaven. And the eternal life only manifests itself in heaven, and it has nothing to do with our life on earth. Therefore, what they focus on is something visible, momentary, and immediate. Establishing earthly success becomes their goal in life. And they work so hard, extra hard, to build up this earthly success and enjoy the fruits of their labor with gusto. But at the same time, all these achievements bring them mountains of difficulties, making them anxious and stressing them out. In face of death, even though they know that they have eternal life, they are fearful and even hopeless, simply because they are reluctant to let go of what they have built up and afraid to leave this concrete real world. Their lives will end in despair because they are only concerned with what is visible. But Paul taught us, behind this visible world is an invisible and even larger perpetual space. The eternal life given by Christ to us is meant to bring us into this perpetual space. And this eternal life does not only emerge at the end of the world when Christ returns. It transcends the limits of time and space from the past till the end of the time. And the salvation of Jesus Christ was actually achieved about 1,987 years ago, right at the moment when he rose from the dead. And this eternal life has been prepared for us and waiting for us to take it. From the moment when we make the decision to follow Christ, to trust in Christ, this eternal life is already born in us because God the Spirit has already entered into our hearts. However, we need to wait until the second coming of Christ for this eternal life to be fully manifest itself in us. And I liken this situation to putting a sizable down payment on the unfinished apartment in heaven. We can rest assured that we will be able to move in one day, and the Holy Spirit living inside us, inside our hearts, is the proof of the eternal life, and it gives us the confidence to know that we will move into our heavenly home. Brothers and sisters, I really want to share with you, those of us who believe in God already have eternal life living or right inside us today. Not only that, we can also enjoy the eternal or heavenly power from this eternal life here on earth, allowing us to live on earth as in heaven. Paul taught us, if we wish to have the power of the heavenly house while living on the earthly tent, our hearts, our eyes must, by faith, be concerned with things not seen. And let's take a closer look at two words, fix our eyes and faith. they take on a cause and effect relationship. Now, how do we know that we have faith? It is not just by us saying it, but by what our eyes can see. If we have faith, then we can see what the naked eye cannot see. It's just like the 3D glasses that we wear to watch the 3D movie. If we don't have the 3D glasses, the movies remains a boring two-dimensional one. But once when we put on the 3D glasses, everything comes to life, and we can see the depth and the amazing realism, as if we were inside and be part of the movie. Likewise, when we put on faith, the Heavenly Father's group, we can see not only the normal 2D perspective, i.e. the concrete and visible things of the world, but we can also see another angle, that is the perpetual depth of heaven. Under faith, the Heavenly Photoscope, we can see that this mighty universe only temporarily exists in the perpetual space, and we mankind are living in this everlasting frame. Whether or not we believe in God, this universe will continue to progress along the perpetual track, and this world will end in judgment as God has designated in the big picture. And this perpetual track will not stop or change because we do not believe there is a God. It is just that when we wholeheartedly believe in God through faith, the Heavenly Photoscope, we can see that even though we exhort all our energies to build up the earthly possessions, whether they be family or education, health or wealth, relationship or career, in light of eternity, they are all but a flash of radiance, quickly fade without leaving a trace. Then we know that in this perpetual death, what we should strive for and be concerned about should no longer be the transient earthly radiance, but were to build up the glory that can be preserved for eternity. And this eternal glory should be the goal of life in all of us who believe in Christ and serve as priests for God. An eternal glory doesn't mean that we need to perform magnificent and earth-shaking deeds. It just means that, are we doing things for God? Is there any eternal value in the things that we are doing? Today is Father's Day. Are we fathers serving as a good role model for our children because of God, teaching them how to be diligent and honest? Or in this pandemic time, do we only play video games and coke? Or do we use our cell phones to care for others? Even a simple word of comfort and encouragement is recorded by our eternal God in heaven. And actually, in our everyday life, every decision and every task have the eternal heavenly value. The key is whether we can see it or not. On earth as in heaven is shifting our sights from the earth to heaven. It requires to live our daily life with the heavenly perpetual death. It leads us to live every single moment trying to figure out where God fits in our life, exploring how His hands is guiding us so that we can walk with Him on earth, living a heavenly life in this world. But in order to live on earth as in heaven, we need to have faith. And some describe that faith is the pillar of the spiritual life, propping it up high up and literally leaving earth and all that belong to it. Faith helps us to see the present pandemic as God's way of telling us to stop, learn to segregate ourselves for God's sake, reflect on our priorities and what we seek in this generation, figure out what is the worthwhile goal for us to pursue. Faith will let us see that even though the pandemic is a fear,
and the political scene is so turbulent. God still sits enthroned, and all this chaos will halt before his feet. And when we can see this big picture, we can stand tall and be at ease in the midst of the tempest. And today, some Christians are living a mechanical life without faith, the heavenly horoscope. They are absorbed by practical earthly things that they can see. In peaceful times, they track the high and low of Dow Jones Index. And in the pandemic time, they focus on the daily figures tested positive for the coronavirus. Day in and day out, they go to work, get off from work, eat, sleep, repeat, and perhaps add as a routine weekly live stream worship on Sundays. They are totally unaware of the perpetual death behind this real world. Dear brothers and sisters, if we are indeed like that, we are just idiots. Because we actually do have Christ's spirit within us. Right along with it is the eternal power. And we really have a rich spiritual treasure in us. But if we choose to live like those in the church of Laodicea, spiritually poor, fiercely fighting for the temporary things of the world, drowning in anxiety and worry, and forgetting to give attention to the everlasting life in heaven. Finally, we may end up being rich on earth, yet becoming poor in heaven. And Apostle Paul warned us, whatever goal we have today in this life, it determines our future wealth or poverty in heaven. If this is the case, then what is our goal in life today? How should we choose? Paul has already chosen. He decided to conduct himself by faith and not by sight, so that he could have a very different life attitude. Even though living on earth, his heart longed for the heavenly house. Therefore, he was determined to please God. Because Paul knew that at the end of the world, all of us would appear before Christ's judgment seat and receive what we deserve, good or bad, according to our actions on earth. And determined to please God become the motto for Paul, and we should adopt the same if we are to live on earth as in heaven. And one way to please God is not to waste time in life. Now, some of us may think that our daily lives have been so hectic. How can we, while wasting time, we work from 9 all the way till midnight or even 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning? How can you say that we are wasting our time? But Paul said, to be a believer, we actually need to seek to press on toward the goal. Yes, we press on, but are we aiming at the goal? If we are just working hard for the earthly possessions in God's eyes, we may be wasting our time because we are not running towards the goal. And I liken this to the Olympic champions. Every action taken is aimed at winning the gold medal. Their daily routine, including what to eat, what to drink, how and how long to exercise, and when and how much to sleep, is all aimed at drawing them to be fit to compete for the first prize. Although the training may be grueling, they are not afraid because it will all be worth it after all at the end when they win the gold medal. And this is what Paul meant that when he says, press on towards the goal. Press on toward the goal. This is the God-pleasing attitude in life that enabled Paul to unleash the hidden eternal heavenly power. allowing him to live a strong and powerful life so that he can be hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Not only this, we can also enjoy the heavenly eternal life today here on earth. Paul encouraged us, he said, when we press on towards the goal, our bodies will be slowly wasting away under the stressful toll, but our spiritual life within will be renewed day by day, growing in the image of God. And the maturing of this new life allows us to live in our earthly tent while enjoying our heavenly house, in essence, living on earth as in heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for reminding us that there is a heavenly house built for us in heaven. May we ask you to help us put on this heavenly horoscope of faith and guide us to live our daily life with the heavenly perpetual death. Grant us the will to live out this teaching and give us the faith to make our tidings with a joyful heart, as you have already poured so much in our life, tremendous blessing and grace. And we ask all this in your name. Amen.